Spreading the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to build back better. It's time to build back better. I've been saying it's been in my spirit. Lord, I'm going to feel this when I get out. Thank you, Lord. I want to start a series. It's simply say, build back better. I borrowed this from the president when he was running campaigning. Build back better. What does that mean? What does it mean to build back better? We're going to start in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. This is Paul speaking. He said, according to the grace of God, which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it. But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Nobody else can lay no other foundation. All we do is build on this foundation of Jesus Christ. Then it say, now if any man builds on a foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will be revealed, will become evident, but the day will show it because it will be revealed with fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. The fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. It tells us that we can, number one, build. What are we building? What are we building? We see today we are all not building the same level. He said, it don't matter if you wood, don't matter if you straw, if you're a new convert, you just come into Christ, or you consider yourself gold and you've been here for a minute and you're mature. We're all building. But we all build on the same foundation. That is of Christ himself. Christ Jesus is that foundation that we build upon. And me thinking about that, I say, you know, I can't even look at another man and try to compare somebody else with me. Whether I'm dealing right, whether I'm moving where I should be, how God is moving in my life, because we're all different. We're all not silver. We're not all in that place. We have someone that weak in that place, and they're just starting out. Maybe they're strong, but they're still building. But regardless of where you are in Christ or where we are in Christ, gonna come a time for some testing. Just ask somebody this morning, what are you building? What are you building? What are you building? Or maybe you're not building at all. Because as I look today and as we look around, we will see that things have really changed. Things have really changed. You know, not only have life changed, but even church is not what it used to be. It's not the same. It's really changed. Life. After COVID, life has changed. Some of us are at a place now where we work from home. We don't have to go into work anymore. Change has happened. We have been given the opportunity of convenience. On our jobs, some of us have the opportunity of convenience. As I just said, some of us don't even have to hit the clock to go into work. We do it from home. Convenience. But before the change came, COVID, we knew how we're doing. Church was going. Oh, we was on fire. Churches don't even look like it used to look. What's happening? What's happening? Just because we have a convenience at place don't mean that, listen, we have to slack up. The thing about convenience, though, one thing about it, if it lets us know or let us think that we can build what we want to build. We can build it how we want to build it. We can build it where we want to build it. I can do it the way I want to do it. We all have our own way we see. I don't say we all, but a lot have their way to see that in serving God. It's convenience. There are certain things I don't have to do. I don't have to come to church. Well, I knew I had to back before COVID, but now it's a convenience thing. You know, y'all, I done got used to staying at home. I could get the same thing at home, so why do I go to church? See, I can stay home. Now I don't have to deal with all those attitudes at church. I don't have to deal with all that stuff. But out of all that's happening, there's one thing that God is still God. And his expectations of us is still the same. He haven't changed. He hasn't changed. God is still God. Not only have God not changed, he still have the same expectations towards us. There's a reason why he tells us, forsake not ourselves with the assembling of coming together. There's a reason he tells us to pray. There's a reason he tells us to watch. All through his word, there's reason, there's purpose behind what God do. There's some good things I saw out of pandemic. Because to me, and the Lord been dealing with me, that we have the opportunity to build back better. Because what we are building matters to God. All the different temples, what you are building matters to God. It's not just about me. I think about all the time coming up because we came up in the old school where we was in church more than we was at home. That was church pretty much every day of the week. But things change. But we have an opportunity after this pandemic to build back better. And in this series, we're going to get to the place on down the road where we talk about Nehemiah had a passion to build. He saw something happen with the church. This city that represented the church, something happened. Something has happened with the church. And my cry to God, about it, before God, I said, Lord, where are the miracles? Have he stopped miracles? Have he stopped performing miracles? No, he haven't. Well, where are the healings? Have he stopped healing? No, he have not. What have God stopped doing? Nothing. He's still God. His power have not changed. His abilities have not changed. He said, I specialize in those things which are impossible. Back then, that still hold true today. Well, what's going on? Are we serious about God? Are we serious about what we call church? Where are we? When we come into this building, not only in this building, every day, we should expect God to do great things in our life. But when we come into this building, we're only going to be here a short while. But when we enter in this place here, we ought to be unified enough as one to say, Lord God, I want to see somebody delivered. Lord God, I want to see somebody healed. Lord, I want to see somebody get their breakthrough. Lord God, I expect you to move in this place, God, like you did back then. You can do it now, God. My expectation is for you, God, to take control of your house. Thought about it, you know. What are we building? You know, when we were children, we had children, and they used to build, they used to do things, and I believe we all probably asked a question. You ever asked a kid, or maybe you was a child, and somebody asked you, what you building? Or what you drawing? Or what are you making? See, you can't tell them because you'd probably be wrong. Oh, you're making an airplane. No, it's a duck. So my question today is, what are you building? I can't look at it and determine what you're building. You have to know for yourself what you're building in God. What are you building? What are you giving to God? What are you expecting from God? How often do we come before him? Are we serious with God? Are we serious with our relationship with God? Because I found out when I look back over my life and I see all that has happened in my life, I see that God is a God of his word. It was sometimes I was up. It was sometimes I was down. It's sometimes I suffered loss out of all that was going on. God is yet God. And it's time for us to start building back better. One block at a time. One block at a time. When I open my mouth, praise team. When I open my mouth, I sing. I'm singing to God. I'm not trying to press anyone in here. When I play music, it's unto God. You know what they call someone that plays music? They are a minstrel. Minister through the music. Just don't play. Back in the church, I couldn't just play when I was coming up. I played keyboard. It's been a minute. It's been a few minutes. But one thing about it, when I was playing, if I wasn't doing it right, I would get stopped in the midst of service and say, you're not doing it right. If you're going to play it, get up. That means get in the spirit. If you're going to do it in the spirit and do it unto God. Don't do it because you have a talent. But do it unto God. Because when you do it to God, things change. When you do it unto God and you're serious about God, the anointing will flow upon you.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7. Oh,